Good morning. This is Stuart Cardinal Bunnell from the Shone FM Newsroom, and this is the latest interview in our 2025 territorial election series, where we'll be speaking with party leaders and Indigenous candidates from each of the three parties. Today, we're speaking with Richard Nagano, a Trondaiquitchin First Nations citizen and the Yukon Party candidate for Klondike. He is a lifelong Dawson City resident that has spent nearly 40 years serving Yukoners with the Department of Highways, and he joins me today by phone. Richard, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure, and I'm looking forward for your interview and letting the public hear.
The pleasure is all mine, Richard. So we're going to start off with what drove you to run as a candidate for the Yukon Party?
Just over the last few years, I just noticed a big change in the government. There seems to be a lot of cutbacks, and some people are asking why. And I'm one of them that's asking why. Also, it seems like we're going backwards. So I thought about it, and I just got a couple phone calls, and wasn't without a family choice. Also, that I decided to run for the Yukon Party, and mostly why I'm doing it is running for MLA for the Klondike is. Dawson needs a strong voice in the community, not just the First Nations, but all Dawson residents. So that's why I'm running.
Yeah, and I'd like to expand on that a little bit. You said in the announcement for your candidacy, and you said again, that you want to ensure the voice of Dawsonites and the Klondike region is being heard in the Yukon Legislative Assembly. What concerns are coming to mind that need to be heard and discussed?
Well, it's all new to me, so it's a learning process, and I'm open to all comments or anything special. It's been the last couple of years that Dawson hasn't voiced a concern or anything because of the past. So you're
looking forward to hearing the concerns that might not have been brought up in the past due to a lack of support in Whitehorse?
Lack of support here in Dawson itself. Like I said, it's all quite new to me for this political run, and I'm starting to hear a lot of concerns regarding, for example, housing, shortage of, and some health care issues, daycare issues. So it's within that kind of stuff. So I have to take that all into concern also. And like I said, my strongest point was with highways.
You've done a lot of work with the Department of Highways. You are a big supporter of local trucking companies, but you're also a big supporter of local private sector mining companies. Now, the Yukon Party, like the other parties in this election, is promising to complete some new mining legislation. What should that new mining legislation look like?
Well, I think all the governments, whether it's federal government, Yukon government, or First Nations government, we all have to work together and come to a quicker resolution regarding the placer mining or the hard rock mining. And yes, I do support the placer mining within the Klondike region, and because they're the lifeline of the local economy also.
Yeah, Another aspect of mining that the Yukon Party is looking to address if it becomes government is streamlining the permitting and licensing. So why is that important for the mining industry in the Yukon?
Well, it's important because, the local miners depend on this for their living. So if the quicker you can streamline the license, like they're providing employment also to the rest of the Yukon. Because if there's no streamline for the license to get done quicker, there's no employment for locals or anybody that's willing to come north to work.
Absolutely. Now, you touched on healthcare and housing, which are big ticket items for the election in general. What steps would need to be taken to help address those issues? Well, we'll start with healthcare, I suppose. What needs to be done in Dawson to make healthcare better for Dawsonites?
I think it's to provide more doctors, like doctors, nurses throughout the territory, not only Dawson. So basically, we got to try lure these doctors in from the south, or let's say maybe from outside of Canada, to lure them into Dawson or whichever community that needs these doctors and nurses.
Absolutely. Definitely need more doctors. And of course, the other big ticket item for the election is housing. You mentioned that there were some concerns with housing in Dawson. Could you expand on that a little bit? Is it just a matter of having the land or cutting through the red tape to build more homes? What housing concerns need to be addressed in your electoral district?
I think it's like supply and demand. I know there's a lot of people that I see that's posting on Facebook that's looking for accommodations. I know like a lot of SOVAC students and all that, they come north and they're posting looking for rentals or housing, and there's just not enough housing. And this is throughout the territory. About the housing situation, so we need more land to develop housing to meet the demands of the future.
Absolutely. We are running out of time here a little bit, so I've got just one last question for you, Richard. What can First Nations and Indigenous voters, and Dawsonite voters as well, expect from you should you make it to the Yukon Legislative Assembly?
Well, I've been First Nations too, the thing is about the final agreements and all that to make sure that the party, well, not just my First Nations, but all First Nations that I'll be voicing if I get in, will also be a partner in hopefully the talks and compromising with the agreements and all that stuff. That'll be my biggest. That'll be one of the role for being a team within the Yukon government and First Nations. To work together.
Fantastic. I'm afraid that we are out of time today. Richard Nagano, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.